the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
As Steve has said, we're looking at a series now about seeking God. So we're going to be thinking about what it means to seek God. We're going to look at different perspectives. And part of that, we want to include some biblical teaching, is what I'm going to be doing. But we want to allow space, particularly to seek God, to hear his voice, to experience his presence, to know him, and to help us to be able to do that more on a day-to-day basis as we go through our weeks. So this will be a relatively short time of teaching to have that space for discussion, for prayer, for listening, for seeking. John Piper describes seeking God as a setting of the mind and heart on God. It's the conscious fixing or focusing of our mind's attention and our heart's affection on God. Our mind's attention and our heart's affection. And that's what we want. We want to be able to seek God as our hearts are warmed by his presence, as our minds are enlarged by coming to him who is the creator and the sustainer of this world. So that's what we're hoping to do. The first thing we have to say is God wants us to seek him. This is not a sort of an optional extra for particularly spiritual Christians, for those who, you know, have really got their act together, who really know their stuff, know their Bibles, know their Lord. They can seek the Lord, but the rest of us, it's a bit difficult. It's a bit beyond us. God calls each one of us to seek him. Time after time in Scripture, we see this, seek me. Seek the Lord. You'll see those phrases. If you look them up, you've got those electronic Bibles. Type in the word seek. And again, God calls his people to seek them. Now, there's a sense in which we've all already been found by God. If you're a Christian here tonight, God has found you. He's chased you down. He's made you his. He's put his spirit within you. He lives within you. So why do we need to seek him if he's already living here? No, he's here. He lives within me. He lives within you. Well, quite simply, we don't live in all the experience of that what God has done in our lives. We're looking in that mirror and we don't see clearly, as Paul says. It's dark. It's a bit fuzzy. We don't see. One day we will see clearly. One day we will be fully known. And we will know him. As for now, it's a little bit fuzzy. And so we seek him. And what that means is it applies to everyone, to all of us. All of us have to do it. All of us have to seek. If you've been a believer for any length of time, you know it's not easy to do. It can require effort. And that's why we have to seek wholeheartedly. We have to seek with all our hearts. The psalmist puts it like this: you, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. We've already sung as the deer pants for the streams. We are living in sort of a parched land around us, a land that doesn't know God, a land that is far from God. And we're in this desert. But we seek God because he has what we need to live. He is this oasis. He is this stream in the desert that we come to. And then we seek him. We are seeking refreshment. We are seeking life-giving water. We are seeking what we need to sustain our lives. And that seeking isn't passive. We're not just sitting back and hoping it happens. When I was much younger, I had a friend when we were students together, and he described an experience he had when he was early teens, or mid to late teens. And he came from a Christian family, and he was keen to really dedicate his life to God. And the phrase, let go and let God, was around at the time. I'm going to be slightly careful how I say it, because I don't want to be too negative about this, but there's a sense that he said, okay, I'm going to let go, and I'm going to let God. And he let go completely. No, didn't worry about praying or reading his Bible or meeting with Christians. He let go. God, let God do it. I'm not going to do it by my effort. I'm not going to offend God by working. I will let go and I will let God. And what happened? He drifted. He drifted away from the Lord. Instead of drawing closer to God, he drifted further away. And it took him many years to recover from that. No, he described how he ended up further away from God than where he started. And he had to walk, in a sense, back even to where he was and beyond to draw close. So there is an activity. We do need to be active. We do need to take measures. And over these coming weeks, we will see something of those steps we can take as believers to draw near to God. Now, having said that, I said I have to be slightly careful about this. This isn't some sort of slot machine where you put your coin in, I've said the right prayers, or I've attended the right service, or I've sung the right songs, and God's answer sort of rattles out at the bottom, and you take it out at the bottom of the slot. There is grace. Grace comes before human effort, and God is full of grace, and he gives, and he gives, and he gives. So we don't need to get it right. We don't need to be perfect. We don't have to carry out the activities absolutely right. But as we move towards him, as we seek him, he draws near to us. We just have to make that effort, that step. It may be a very small step. It may be a fault of it. We will find it difficult. I know how hard it is. I know my own life. The pressures of this world come around, the cares of this world come around, the worries of this world come around, and slowly it overwhelms you. So we have to make that effort to seek him, to step out, to ask him, come to me, Lord. I can't do it by myself. I need you. So there's almost a balance there. We take action and God rushes towards us. And don't put it off till tomorrow. In Isaiah, it says, seek the Lord while he may be found. There's almost an urgency there. You may think, okay, when I've got more time, I will seek the Lord. Or when I've got my life more sorted, I'm more worthy, I will seek the Lord. Or maybe, I don't know my Bible very well, I don't understand things very well. When I understand more, then I will seek the Lord. You will never be worthy enough. You will never understand enough. You will never be in a position where you've got your life sorted enough that you will know Lord. You have to go to him for it. So don't wait. Don't hang around. Don't wait for your life to be sorted out. Wherever you are, however much you're struggling, however much you're uncertain, step out. Seek the Lord while he may be found. And we seek him for himself. We don't seek him for what we can get. As the psalmist says, seek my face. And what he means by face is that's the presence and the character of God, who he is. We come into his presence. We seek him because he's everything to us. Think of Israel in the desert. Israel were out in the desert. They've been released from Egypt. Fantastic miracles through the Red Sea. They're in the desert. They were being supernaturally supplied by God. They were being supernaturally guided by God. They had a pillar of fire. They had manna from heaven. They had water coming from a rock. But what does Moses say? Moses says these words, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here." We need God's presence. We need to be in his presence. Or as John Oswald puts in his commentary on Isaiah, he says, Isaiah tells his people that it is not information that they should seek from God, but his presence and his character, gifts that he longs to give to them. And there's a danger. There's a danger that we are seeking the things on the outside. They're good things, you know, maybe a good worship service, good fellowship, good Bible teaching, knowing what God has said to his people in the past. They are all good things. But they're all pointing us towards God and his presence. Seek that. Seek him. Seek him for who he is. And that very act of seeking should turn our hearts to him. That's certainly my experience, that by the sheer act of praying and seeking him and worshipping him with others, whatever means it is, it turns my heart to him. And we start to hear his voice and we start to change. Again, in that passage in Isaiah 55, it says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them." As we turn to him, we experience something that we see in our lives. Oh, some things aren't right. That needs to change. And God starts to change us and change our attitudes. And maybe he brings a reassurance when we're doubting. Or maybe he brings peace when we're disturbed. Or maybe he brings joy when we're downcast. Or maybe he just brings his presence so that we know we have his security. We know he is with us. And that's why Jesus says, seek his kingdom and these things will be given to you. Because we seek his kingdom. When we seek his kingdom, we seek the Lord's kingship over our lives. So we seek his presence. And as we experience his presence, our lives change and we worship and serve our King. And very quickly to finish, there's a promise there. Seek and find. Before I was born, so quite a while ago, Yuri Gagarin was the first man into space. And the saying was, I think it's propaganda, I think I found out afterwards, he didn't say this, but he went up in space and he's looking out at the heavens as he's out up in space and says, "I see no gods here." As if God's far away and can never be found. But God is here. He was wrong. God is here. He's to find. He says, seek and find. He's not giving some sort of command which cannot be achieved. By his grace, by his spirit in us, we can draw close to him. He's not impossible to find. He is like the father in the prodigal son. And he is scanning the horizon. He's looking out. What is he looking out for? He's looking out for his son. His son who was far away. Is my son there? And when he sees his son, what does he do? He runs to him. So as we seek God, we are coming to a God who is looking for us. A God who's seeking us. A God who is running towards us because he loves us. And so in a sense, this series, we're talking about seeking God. This is also about finding God. Because if we seek, we will find. And so for each of us, whatever we get from these coming weeks, take that. Seek and find. Steve.